ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So it is 2 days before Srila Balaram's appearance day. So first I'll speak a little bit about Srila Balaram's tattva, and then I will read some pastimes from the Krishna book by Srila Prabhupada. So Balaram, we know he is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. Srila Balaram is also the personality of Godhead, and all Vishnu incarnations, they come from Balaramji. Now, Balaram can be a little hard to understand sometimes, because even though Krishna and Balaram, they are the personality of Godhead, they have such different personalities, completely two different persons. But still, they're the same personality of Godhead. Krishna is very strict, follows the principles, and Balaram, he doesn't care anything for principles and rules and regulations. And that can be hard to understand sometimes. How is he not following the rules and regulations? How is it that he doesn't care for the rules and regulations? After all, he's the one who has established the rules and regulations. So that can be hard to understand, and it is mentioned in the Mahabharata that Lord Balaram, he would always have his eyes rolling in his head from intoxication. And he wouldn't care what people thought or what he did. This is especially also seen in Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is also Balaram. And of course we have the benefit of knowing Srila Balaram. From the Acharyas, and foremost from Srila Prabhupada. He has told us who Balaram is and how we should understand Balaram. But in the days of Sri Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, people didn't have that benefit. They would often wonder about Nityananda Prabhu, how he would behave like he did. And Vrindavanas Thakura, in his Chaitanya Bhagavat, he mentions many times that anyone who criticizes Nityananda, anyone who finds faults, I will kick him on the head. So Vrindavanas Thakura, we may wonder, why is he saying this? Because we are not in any doubt about who is Lord Nityananda, and we accept that he's an avadut and he doesn't care for public and social norms. But in those days, obviously many people, they would criticize Nityananda and find faults. And so Vrindavanas Thakura, he says that we should not find faults, even though he may flaunt the principles and he may behave in a way that we cannot understand. Still, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this we have to understand. It's very, very important. And it also shows, like in Bhagavad Gita it says, Samaham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dveshu Stinapriya, that Krishna, he is equal to everyone. He doesn't favor anyone. He treats everyone equally. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura explains that the first two lines, Samaham Sarva Bhuteshu Name Dveshu Stinapriya, That's the super soul speaking. But the next two lines, what's that? What? Ye bhajant tumam bhakcha namitavi maite teshu chapyam. Where Krishna says, but those who are his devotees, I take specially care of them, they're very dear to me, I'm in them and they're in me. So that's Krishna speaking. Of course Krishna favors his devotees. Even though as the super soul he's equal to everyone, as the person Krishna, he favors everyone. Then we have Lord Balaram, like Duryodhan, who was a complete tamasic person, who didn't know anything, who was a complete materialist.